We are the pioneers, and we are going to be the one who set the stage for the rest of the sport.
Well, the one thing you can count on is absolutely nothing.
You never let your guard down and always play hard as you can play.
This is the home stretch right here. One more feature to navigate.
You know, just got to go with what you got.
This isn't just about skiing.
An all-out fight to the finish.
There's no such thing as can't.
Pushing it till the end, and he's got another gold medal.
Our Paralympics profile today is a curler in a wheelchair, and you would be hard-pressed to find a jollier or more experienced competitor than James Joseph. The Sochi Paralympics is likely the final bow on the world stage for this 51-year-old athlete. 4 years ago in Vancouver, Team USA placed fourth in curling, just missing a medal, and they're out of it already in Sochi. But just before the games began, James Joseph shared how meaningful this competition is for him and how much the sport of curling has done for his life as a disabled man.
I'm very proud to represent our country, USA, and I wear it on my arm. I have a tattoo, and I wear it well, and I'm very proud to do this. And I believe this is our year for my team to come home with a medal.
You went from 8th to 4th in your last two Paralympics. What's it going to take to put you over the top here?
It's a game of strategy, which is unbelievable. Once people really figure out and learn the game, they're like, wow, this is really not that easy as I thought it was. When an individual gets involved in a sport, it just grabs you. It's just so intriguing. It's so interesting. It's strategy beyond your wildest dreams. You know, it's just, I love this game. I'll be doing this another 20, 30 years, and I'm 51 years old now. So it's something that I thought I'd never in my wildest dreams be doing for this long, and taking me Italy, Sweden, Switzerland, Vancouver, Czech Republic, South Korea, now Russia. It's just, it's an amazing thing. I love it, and I'm not going to stop doing it. It's in my blood.
That's great to hear. And you're a double amputee, is that right?
Yes, I am a double amputee above the knee, yep.
You believe that the able-bodied curlers are kind of wusses for using the sweepers. I mean, you guys, what you do is harder, right?
Oh, it's definitely harder. It's basically muscle memory for us. When you do a takeout, it's a lot harder of a throw. And then your next shot could be a draw, which is much softer, delicate throw. And there's where your muscle memory comes in and all your hard practice. Team chemistry is a huge thing to do with curling.
And where'd you come up with the name, or where'd you get the name, Jimmy Jam?
Jimmy Jam. Well, I used to work at a printing shop with my brother-in-law, and I had music, and I was always, you know, jamming to the music. That name stuck with me ever since.
So if there was one song that you could play in the rink during the competition that would give you an advantage, what do you think it would be?
I think it'd be Queen. We are the champions.
You're such a sentimental guy, James. Such a softie. I was thinking you'd do some sort of Guns N' Roses kind of thing or something.
Well, you know, I could do that. I could do a little AC/DC too, you know. I could push a lot of music out there. It gets me pumping, like, you know. Like the Rocky, that's another good one.
Oh, you are such, you're so cheesy. Rocky, of course, of course.
Dun, you know, coming out there. Yo, Adrian, you know, I did it.
Well, James, you know, good luck to you. Who are you most worried about in the competition?
Well, you can't take any team lightly. That's one thing you cannot do. That doesn't fly in curling. You just take every game as if, you know, every team's the best team out there.
Now, I suspect your kid isn't a double amputee, right?
No, I have a 6-year-old daughter.
What does she think of all this?
Oh, she thinks daddy's the greatest. He rocks. And she said, Daddy, I love you so much. You come home with that gold. And I said, I'll try, honey. She goes, you know, it doesn't matter. You know, any color will make me happy. Even if you don't come home with a medal, Dad, I still love you. And, you know, like tugs at my heartstrings. And I said, I'll try. And I cry sometimes. And I'm a very emotional guy. And it's just wonderful. My wife's behind me 100%. I have great support back home.
Will you go get that medal and take it home to that little girl?
Let me tell you what, we have never been so ready in all my 10 years of curling. I've never felt so good about going after a medal. I've always went out there hoping we get a medal, but I know this year we're going to get a medal. I feel that positive.
James Joseph, you rock it now.
You got it. I'm going to, man. That's what I plan on doing.
It was a heartbreaking overtime loss to Great Britain that gave the U.S. a final 4 wins and 5 losses, knocking the U.S. and Jimmy Jam Joseph out of the Sochi medal competition.
There's a
lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.